This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Coming up, there's bad news out of the Northwest about a mileage tax. If you've never heard of this concept before, get ready, because it's pretty terrible. We'll explain it all to you on the way here. But first, we need to jump back a little bit, because we were talking with Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com a few moments ago. And, Johnson, you had something that I think you wanted to readdress or address in a little more depth.
Yeah, I felt that when we just kind of glossed over, I mean, we kind of...
We were in a rush. In
yeah, exactly. We answered it with a quip. But the whole idea, the notion of a business building an army, taking over... The question comes down to, how are they going to do that? With a corporation, absolutely you can see how one could do that. A corporation cannot be held legally responsible for their actions. They're treated as though they have individual rights under our current government system. That's how a corporation works.
But even with a corporation, the corporation's still going to have to pay the Army members. I mean, you're talking about a corporation with a serious... Oh, a lot of money in the coffers to start with. I mean, you and I can't just form a corporation and then hire 500,000 troops because
right.
We can't afford it.
In a libertarian society, there's a bunch of different things that work against this sort of thing happening. First and foremost is, you know, obviously there's, and I want to do this in steps, but the first one is, again, they're not being legally protected by the government, so... It's just a business. It's not a group of people being treated like an individual. So therefore, they can be held legally responsible for their actions if they enact force on other people. So people could sue them in a court of law. Now, of course, the first thing you think is, well, if they become violent thugs, then they're not going to...
Willingly go to this court of law.
They're not going to willingly go to this court of law. But we will have protectionism organizations.
I'll have a protection agency protecting me.
And so will everyone else.
And they might actually want to go after, say, the heads of the corporation.
Right. And so... what's going to happen there is that would be very costly if a corporation were to try and... a business, because a corporation won't exist.
Right.
If a business were to try and build an army and do this, that would be very, very costly for them, because not only, you know, they would have to raise this army, but then they would also have to get most of their troops killed when all these other illegal organizations went against them.
Plus, as they continue to expend money on troops and tanks or whatever it is that they're buying, they're going to be running out of money. Unlike the government, they could just... Turn on the printing press and woo! Let's buy some more weapons.
Right now, the other reason
can't do that.
The other thing that works against this is in a libertarian society, because they aren't a corporation, they can be held legally responsible. The only way for a business to become successful is through making people happy.
Yeah.
The only way that they can get big, because there's no monopolies. There's no regulations telling them that they can't do this or regulating competition out of existence. So the only way that a business can actually grow larger is by providing a service that people want. Now, if they start...
Hold on. Now, before you go any farther with the symposium, I want to point out what I talked about the last segment, which was the Jesus Christ insurance versus Let Me Be Free insurance.
Yeah.
A guy and a girl have sex. There's a embryo created. The girl... aborts that embryo, and the guy's insurance company, Jesus Christ Insurance, is upset about that. Now, I would say that...
Well, let's get back to that, because that's not what we're talking about right now.
It's sort of related. A corporation. That corporation is going to essentially
business.
Take over... That insurance company is going to take over America and enforce its laws, or fail to do so. One of those two.
It will fail to do so.
Well, so you say, but there's a lot of Christians in this country, and some of them would agree that,
No, because what you're forgetting is that the primary objective of the libertarian society is that most people are generally agreeing that you don't force people to do things.
Well, people also, that's not true. People in a libertarian society would agree that killing people is wrong, and that if you kill somebody, you need to be punished for it. So the people, the constituents of the Jesus Christ insurance would believe that killing somebody, including that embryo that we're talking about, is wrong, and therefore that girl needs to be punished for it. And then the insurance company that she has, Let Me Be Free Insurance, is going to say, no, that's an abortion,
so
it's okay.
So you're saying
so
that
her insurance company is going to fight that
physically. So you're saying that they're going to spend a whole lot of money in order to try to wipe out these other insurance companies? I mean, they're going to run out of money. It is the same issue because they just aren't going to be able to afford that. People are going to start dying, and they're not going to want to continue joining up unless what you're talking about is a holy war and you've got a bunch of Christians willing to join and die, in which case, I'd rather take the risk, personally, that that sort of situation would occur than have this tyrannical government forcing its way upon me.
What I'm pointing out with my one scenario...
And I'll be careful about who I have sex with, thanks.
I understand you will. What I'm pointing out with this one scenario is something's going to fill the vacuum, and I don't... And what you're talking about here isn't libertarianism.
No, because what I'll point out is that what's going to happen in the libertarian society is because of your Jesus Christ insurance organization, there'll be another organization that, because you've created a market, that will hide... if you want to do this, that they're going to hide you and hide all this stuff from that particular insurance organization because they're threatening people. And if they threaten people, then they're going to be hidden. You know, it's going to be hidden. Not only is there going to be protection from the one insurance agency that's willing to forcibly protect them, but there's going to be other agencies because they've suddenly created a market.
You mean they're going
to
hide
completely
the pregnancy?
Disappear.
They're going to hide the pregnancy.
Hide the person,
abortion.
Hide all that stuff. That person will, poof, gone.
Well, perhaps, and then Jesus Christ insurance will be on the case trying to find them. You'll have they'll have a private investigation.
Let them spend all
right.
the money they want.
Spend all the money they want until they put themselves out of business.
Right. And of course, that woman is going to have to, pick up her life and move away. You know, she's going to have a job. She's going to have family.
She should have been more careful about who she had sex with. See, this is the thing about the marketplace, Mark, is it makes people more responsible for their own actions. I mean, if all of a sudden, and we're talking about something that's so far off from where we are. Right. Now, we're totally in fantasy land here, but if what we're talking about really does come to pass, where you could get into, an insurance calamity.
I just want to remind our listeners, we are talking about fantasy land.
Yes.
Fantasy land.
If you could get into this situation where you could have this insurance clash, this insurance calamity that you're talking about.
I see it's inevitable.
I think a lot of people are going to realize this, and they're going to all of a sudden become much more selective about who they're having sex with, to the point of, maybe it's going to come to the point of, okay, you want to have sex with me? Well, show me your insurance card. I want to make sure you're not a member of Jesus Christ Insurance, because I don't want to get into any S as a result of this. It won't be worth it.
And we're just talking about one scenario. I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is, something's going to fill that vacuum. Something's going to fill the vacuum of government, and I do not believe it's going to be the free market.
Not necessarily, because here's the biggest thing, the biggest point that needs to be made. And again, this is what I was saying before Mark was off the phone, is that in a libertarian society, conflict and problems aren't going to go away. So, yeah, there may be a conflict. Hell, there may be violent conflict between those two organizations, and it may happen and may take a while for that to get resolved. That may come to pass, but that little violent conflict over one person's little problem is a lot better than having a huge government wiping out hundreds
millions?
Of thousands of people.
No, how about millions? Millions? Look at the amount of millions of individuals, innocent people, killed in just the 20th century alone by government.
The general principle, besides, eliminating force, is also the decentralization of power.
Right.
Also just eliminates a bunch of violence, because if the power goes away, that centralized power, they don't have the ability to do as much damage.
They're going to run out of money eventually, and if they're getting money from their customers, and their customers are voluntarily ponying up extra, so let's say this Jesus Christ insurance company or whatever is asking its customers and saying, look, we're going to have a holy war against the atheist insurance company, and so pony up all the money that you can. Well, then essentially what you're talking about is a group of people that's going to become dirt poor. After time goes on, after the other companies are protecting their people, because they're going to run out eventually. They have to. If they don't have the printing press like the government does.
It seems to me the avocation of this particular type of government system you're talking about.
There is no government system here.
Well,
we're talking about the free market.
Fine. The lack of a government system that you're talking about here is counterproductive. Because...
Why?
Well, we're not going to get there.
Because you're here bringing up ludicrous objections.
We're not going to get there. You're not going to get there by A, revolution, and you're not going to get there by B, incremental steps, because you're bringing up this anarchist government system and scaring the crap
out
of people.
What do you mean we're not going to get there?
You're not going
to
get there.
You're the one scaring the crap out of people by talking about insurance companies fighting one another, when in fact the reality is there is no fiscal incentive whatsoever to go to war in a free market situation. That's the part you're ignoring.
Yeah, the only incentive is an emotional one. You think the companies involved are going to have that same emotional incentive?
Yeah.
No.
You're not running the company, Mark. You're not the one with the bottom line. So you're just out here, what if? More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 115,000 posts await you. Actually, 1,100 people plus are interacting there. It's totally free. You get interactive. There's lots of topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And we go to the phones, the amplifier line, and Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good evening.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about a story that came my way today about some amazingly wasteful spending up in Kentucky. That's reminiscent of the $500 hammers and the $1,000 toy seats from the 80s. Oh, yeah. We're looking at 2 plus 2 equals $10,000 here. They want to implement a software program for students to learn math without a teacher. And the cost of the software is $10,000 per student.
Is that them? Are they basically admitting that their math teachers in Kentucky are absolutely useless and that they should be replaced by software?
You know, I couldn't find any information of that in the original article. I think it was for students with special needs or who are falling behind or something like that.
Hmm.
But it didn't mention specifically why they were looking to replace the teachers. But to give you an idea, I looked up the MSRP for some standard business level and higher level applications.
Right.
So for Microsoft Office, you're looking at $500.
Sure.
For Windows X Pro, that's $300. Adobe After Effects, which is the video editor that most TV shows and movies use. That's like $1,000.
Oh, but this stuff's got to be cutting-edge technology, right? I mean, it probably has like a hologram generator, and it projects the teacher to the front of the room. And
yeah, the most expensive application that I could find is Maya 3D with the RenderMan plugin, which is what Pixar uses to create Cars and The Incredibles. That costs $8,000.
Wow.
So still $2,000 cheaper than this program is going to cost them.
This is absolutely outrageous.
Now, there's got to be custom computer programs out there that that rival this cost. I mean,
you mean custom for one company, that sort of thing?
Right, and I would think that they were making custom computer programs. You know, we want to teach the kids math in this fashion.
Yeah,
in this
absolutely.
Order.
And normally the licensing on that software, you get one copy of the software for $10,000, and it's licensed for your entire business.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because, custom programs like that do exist, but...
That's how, my understanding, that's how the Maya plus RenderMan works. You pay $8,000 and your entire company gets a license for it. That's not just one computer.
Mm. Right, so this is $10,000 per install.
Per install.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking. What a lot of government waste. And is this going through or is this just a proposal? Is this actually going to happen?
They're looking at this. And one other program, and the article didn't give any cost explanation on the other program.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the state education officials are planning to spend $2 million to help middle school students. So I guess this is just in the middle schools. And apparently this particular program is from a company in New Orleans that has lots of political ties to the Kentucky legislature and governor and all that.
Sure, and plus, once one government adopts the program, and once one government adopts it, then all the other states can go and say, oh, look, these guys are using this program, maybe we should use it too. And so this company is just going to be rolling in dough for creating a piece of software, which is, I think, I mean, that's ludicrous. That's crazy. Anything else that you need to share?
Yeah, here's the other program. I just found it. The other program would cost $35,000 per school for teacher training and unlimited use of its software over a two-year period. So quite a huge difference in cost, and it looks like they're strongly looking at the most expensive one.
They must figure that the more money they spend, the better educated the kids will be.
Well, of course.
And besides, it's not their money anyway.
Yeah, it's not theirs.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go, Eric. Thanks for the info, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I wonder, you know, there's what, a class of 30 students, right?
Something like that. $300,000
a classroom. I wonder what kind of teachers they could get if they were to, pay a teacher $300,000 a year.
Can you imagine? I wonder if this is per year. I don't know. I would hope that for $10,000 per install, you'd be getting a lifetime subscription.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, let's actually work this out. So this is $10,000 per student, so they can generate a class of 30 students. They have, 30 computers or whatever, right?
Sounds like somebody's son-in-law is getting a great deal, huh?
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Some sweet little inside nepotism thing.
But here's probably what's going to happen. So they'll spend this, $300,000, and they'll have all the computer systems in there, and they've got a classroom for 30 kids, which will be wholly inadequate, I'm sure. But then what'll happen is, so this, if they were paying, say, a teacher's salary, what do you think a teacher gets paid, probably?
Oh, these days? I don't know, $30,000?
$30,000, $35,000. So they'll probably put those computers with this software on there until it pays itself off. So those computers with this software will probably sit in that classroom for the next 10 years.
Well, I guess if it's really that good, and we really don't know how good it is.
We don't. But do you think it's going to still be good in 10 years from now, running on the same computers that were made now 10 years from now?
The real irony would be if they actually did go through with this and they shook hands and bought the software, and then they came in and they said, okay, well, we have to install Apple 2GS's in your school.
I don't know what are those.
They're old, really 1980s. Old. Yeah, our software will work, but you have to run it on these old computers. I mean, I remember being in elementary school, and there were some math programs, and they were easy to use. They were user-friendly.
No, what I can imagine the government they're doing is buying this software, and then they go in and they say, okay, well, now we need to install this program on the computers here. And they go, computers? Oh, what? You didn't say anything about computers. That's not included?
Yeah,
and then they get all mad. What do you mean, computers? We don't have that in the budget.
Oh, my goodness. And as you pointed out, Mark, they aren't paying for it. The people, the bureaucrats making these decisions, making the decision to spend $300,000 for one classroom, it's not their money. They don't care. That's why they're not going with the Carnegie one. There's one, the Carnegie Learning Bridge to America, which is the cheaper one of the two. They're not going with that because, well, let's go all out. These are the children of Kentucky we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
We can spare no expense.
We have all this money in the budget, and, well, if we spend it all, we can always just go raise the property taxes.
For that amount of money, for $10,000, not only could you, $10,000 per student, not only could you buy a great teacher, but you could actually assign tutors to every single one of those kids.
I think they probably could learn math then, don't you? I mean, people have learned math throughout the ages without these.
Mark, come on now. You know that computers can teach math better than people can.
You could actually probably send each one of those students to a lower-end private school and have them get an education that's far superior to the one that they're getting.
Yeah, I wonder what a private school administrator or a private school math teacher would have to say about this whole plan. What would their comment be on this? Like, look, bring him to my class. I'll turn him around in 2 weeks.
No, wish I had that budget.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, we still have to talk about this mileage tax. It is bad, bad news. Coming up, you take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, Friday edition. Take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff, including live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, and a dial-up version. Both of them, totally free. freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalk... Oh, excuse me. Join Free Tape Project's first 1,000 pledge. Are you going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
Many of you have already joined us online.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to the phones to Michael in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hello, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Michael.
Well, I've already signed the first 1,000, and I'll see you up there next summer.
Excellent. We look forward to it. So what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking last night about FEMA and how they seem to have trouble actually hiring people, and I wanted to give you a quick update on that.
Okay.
You said that they were pushing back the deadline to reach a 95% staffing level, and now they've just completely dropped it.
Really?
No idea when.
What we had reported last night was that it was in May. Apparently, they had said, okay, well, we're going to reach 95%. They were trying to reassure, I guess, the federal government or whoever was looking at them, reassure them they were going to be fully staffed, or at least 95% staffed, come hurricane season. And so they said, all right, we're going to make it by the end of June. And then they pushed it back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it by mid-June. And they pushed it back. We're going to make it by July. Don't worry, we've got it covered. And you're saying now they've just dropped it altogether?
They're just strapped it all together. They have no idea.
Don't forget. We hope. Don't forget.
So,
we're useless.
So that's it, huh? So we're just basically, does anybody really think that these people are going to save them? Do people really still believe that in America?
I guess someone does.
Well, you know, FEMA's really the clown of the federal system right now, and I don't understand why we continue to just dump money into it.
They're a clown that's just not funny.
A deadly clown.
The sort of, Lou Rawls? Is that the name of the clown, the sad one?
I don't know. All right, so Michael, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, you've heard of Technorati, right?
Sure, Technorati's a website that tracks all of the blogs on the Internet.
Okay, well, the Air Force has just given away a $450,000 government contract to a company to basically tell it what's the most important new information on the blogosphere.
Yeah.
And which is exactly what Technorati does.
I see.
For free.
Right, but they don't want to look for free things. They want to spend money with their friends.
So that they can increase their budget.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too, because if they don't spend the amount of money that they had given to them, then they won't get that same amount the next
year. Right,
and
there's a time during the year, especially with, you said that was the Navy, right? Or you said it was
Air Force.
I'm not sure if it's the same with the Air Force, but I know that there's a time where the Navy actually just takes a bunch of their equipment and throws it in the ocean.
Yep, that's true. We heard from some people in the Navy on that one. Michael, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Don. What's on your mind?
I was just calling about your guest here that you had.
Yeah.
You guys kept mentioning, and if you think about it, everything he said was it was all under contract. A contract supersedes any and all rights that you think you might have.
Okay.
Okay. I got a thing here since I'm from Pennsylvania, which is there's only 47 states, by the way. We proved that in a court. Anyways.
Well, some of them are commonwealths.
Okay, right.
Yeah, Virginia and Massachusetts.
Got it.
But anyways, and by the way, a teacher didn't even know that. But they, you know, him home and just say, oh, we won't
say
that. But anyways, the thing is, I went down to the local law library, and it was fascinating what I found. Okay?
What did you find?
By signing your car over, which is a contract to the state, they own it. By signing your house over via a deed to the state, they own it. You know, if the state doesn't own it, they won't tax it.
So, but okay, I see what you're saying, and it makes sense, and you can find out that it's true by not paying taxes on the car that you own, or you think you own, and the property that you think you own, because they're going to come and try and either throw you off the property, take it from you, or take the car. I mean, so there's no doubt that we're all just sort of playing this little legal game with the government, but how is it that you can get property in America without actually entering into that agreement with the government? It's not possible, is it, Don?
Yes, it is.
How's that?
Extremely, you know, if you don't mind.
Whoa.
Expensive at the very upfront, but cheap in the long run. You go down, and we'll just say your neighbor has an acre of land down there for $100,000. You whip off $100,000, hand it to him. You have a bill of sale, which is now supersedes the courts.
Wait, hold on. Slow down, Don. Let me see if I understand this right. You're telling me that there's somebody that has property, you can just go and buy it from them with cash, and then it becomes yours, but wasn't it the government's before that?
Well, here's the best part. You can now take it. And that person has to actually go down to the county register and take the deed and hand it back to them. And basically what he does is say that he revokes the trusteeship over that property that, you know, they own.
What do you do if you've actually already bought property through legitimate means? Mark, you and I both are so-called property owners. We're paying property taxes on the property that we own. Is it possible for us to just go down and revoke the government's ownership of this? I mean, aren't they just going to laugh in your face?
You have signed a contract between you and the bank stating that you would, you know, pay them off and never take it off the bankrolls.
But wait, what if we did pay it off? What if we own the property free and clear? How is it that we get the government's hands out of it? Is that even possible?
Yeah. Your deed, we'll just say, is an acre. You go down and you, as the manufacturer of your deed, if you will, you turn right around and make an acre into a 1x1 square yard piece of plant, you know, acre that the county now owns. The rest of the, you know,
you
a little bit
that?
Under an acre,
I mean,
is
this,
free
this
and clear.
Sounds like it's a really difficult process to me. I mean, it sounds like it's, I have a feeling that if I do this, they're going to laugh at me, Don. I mean, I'm going to go down to the property tax people and they're just going to say, what are you talking about? You can't do that.
Yeah, but they don't want you to know it. Remember, ignorance is bliss to them.
Right, but if they don't, I mean, if they don't take it from me, if they don't agree to it, then what good is it going to do me? What, I guess my question is, what good is this going to do me when the property tax bill comes and I say, I'm not paying your property tax bill because this is my property, and then the cops come? I mean, the cops aren't going to care either, dude. They're just going to arrest me or kill me, one or the other.
Well, the thing is
this
it registered?
Is this theory on your part, or is this actually something that's been done by somebody?
Oh, it's been done, left and right.
You know people personally?
Yes.
And they don't pay taxes?
No, they do not.
And they haven't been thrown off of their property? They've been doing it for longer than 10 years or so, and the government hasn't come along?
No,
and
for generations.
I would like for you, I mean, do you have internet access, Don?
Yeah, but I'm not very, how can I say, good at it.
What, you know,
what I'd like to do is mail you something just between the car, and this will give you an insight of what's going on.
Okay,
and,
do that.
I got it in hard copy, by the way.
I'm certainly willing to look at it. The problem that we come across on this show, Don, is that there's a lot of people that call in with ideas like this, and it seems like almost none of them have internet access to where they can actually share this information with others. Because I can bet, you can bet there's a lot of people listening to this right now saying, really? Is this really possible?
My first thought,
I even have it on a, well, someone told me, an outdated floppy disk. You know, if you want to put it out there, put it out there, okay?
My first thought comes down to the fact that, I mean, I know one guy who did a bunch of research into this, Michael Badnarik, who was the Libertarian presidential candidate for 2004.
Yep, that's correct.
And he, you know, he's done a bunch of research into this, and he actually gives a class on how to get your car in a lineal title, but that is only possible, according to him, in the state of Texas.
No, it's possible anywhere, because even up here in Pennsylvania, a Supreme Court for Pennsylvania said, now, quote, unquote, and even in their vehicle code, you know, book, it's about, I don't know, a foot high.
Quick.
The Supreme Court has actually said that a title is only a form of ownership. It is not absolute.
Don, thanks for the call, man, and send me whatever information you can on that. I'll do my best to repost it on our bulletin board system, because I know people want to know about this, and it's still, to me, it's still questionable, so we want to look into it. Thanks for the call. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Lid 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 9231. It is the Friday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site totally free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So, for instance, at the beginning of this month, we sent out an update asking you to vote for us, because it's the easiest way for you to actually register your appreciation for Free Talk Live. You like the show, you want to see us get on more people's internet connections, become more popular. Well, voting for us is a great way to do that, because going to vote.freetalklive.com not only takes you less than a minute of your time, it's very simple, you will not be spammed, not only all of those things, but it helps us climb to the top of the podcast charts. We're currently ranked at number 2 in the world. Now, we're pretty solidly number 2, but we're not number 1. So we need to be number 1. And we can do it with your help. If you've yet to vote this month, go now to vote.freetalklive.com. It will require an email confirmation, but again, you won't be spammed, so it's safe. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark. So, tell me about this mileage tax. We've heard about it in the past, and this may be a new idea to you. So what's this all about, and who's doing it?
Well, Oregon is testing this new mileage tax. In 1919, let's see, this is from stateline.org by Eric Kelderman. Mm-hmm. 1919, Oregon was the first state to tax gasoline. This fall, the state will launch the nation's first high-tech experiment on tax drivers for the miles that they travel rather than the gas that they buy. The program is the first step in a long-term plan to replace the state's gasoline tax, which pays for about 40% of Oregon's road projects. As in many states, Oregon officials are worried gas tax revenues won't be able to keep up with the rising costs of road building, especially with improved mileage from both traditional and hybrid cars.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they're making smaller cars that go farther, and plus they have these battery-powered, battery-slash-gasoline-powered cars, and people are coming up with all kinds of ideas as far as solar and biofuel and different things in order to...
Their dollars go further.
Yeah, they're not paying taxes, and they don't like that.
Right.
The state doesn't like them when you don't pay taxes. Let's see. Driver advocates and environmentalists said they're going to be watching the new program to make sure that it charges drivers fairly and does not give customers an excuse to keep driving gas-guzzling cars. Testing will start in September when the state transportation department plans to equip 20 privately owned cars with electronic odometers to record their mileage at gas stations. When drivers fill up, Specially equipped gas pumps will read the mileage and charge 1.2 cents for every mile driven instead of the state's tax of 24 cents per gallon of gas.
Wait. So they won't be having to pay the gas tax on top of that? They're right. Actually repealing the gas tax for those drivers?
One would hope.
That's what it just sounded like you said.
It does
sound like they were paying 1.2 cents per mile instead of the state's gas tax.
Okay. I guess it does say that. It does say that entirely. The way I was seeing it was that it wasn't being entirely clear. I guess everyone else will continue to pay 24 cents a gallon.
So these private individuals, I don't know how much more detail this goes into, are they volunteering to be guinea pigs in this program?
Sure. They can find 30 people that want to do this.
Okay.
The cars will also have global positioning systems, so drivers will not be charged for driving outside state borders. That's amazing. The tax is also meant to be applied for use on Oregon roads. Tracking cars' locations also could allow extra fees for traveling in congested traffic areas or during rush hours.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Drivers also... What if for whatever reason, it isn't congested at the time that they think it's supposed to be congested?
Doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, every now and then you get lucky. But you have to pay the tax anyway.
It's been proposed that if we had a more free market road system, that perhaps some roads would charge more. If there was a toll road, for instance, they might charge more during rush hour and give you a break at midnight for riding on their road. In which case, I have no problem with that because it's done on a voluntary basis. I'm choosing to drive on their road. I could have chosen a different road that wasn't of that sort of a mindset. But in this case, the real insidious part, of course, is the GPS. And the tracking of the amount of miles that people have driven.
So the other question is, though, is during this meantime, while they're charging people tax with the GPS, are they going to just get rid of the gas tax?
No, only on those pumps. Only on the special pumps where these 30 people are allowed to fill up.
Now, what my question is for instance, a truck, semi, is obviously harder on the road.
Right.
It burns more fuel. During, going again,
they might charge them 2 cents per mile.
Maybe they're going to decide to do something like that. But some cars burn more than others. It seems to me a fuel tax makes more sense. You're burning fuel.
This seems to me to be a big mess.
It gets messier.
Oh, please, Dennis, okay. Share.
Drivers could also be charged less if their car is more fuel efficient, says James Whitney, the manager of the Oregon Department of Transportation division that's overseeing the project. A bigger year-long test of 280 cars is scheduled in March of 2006. Hold on. Must be March 2007.
Okay.
After that, the State Transportation Department will make recommendations to the legislature on whether to phase in the newfangled statewide tax statewide, possibly over 20 years, to ease privacy concerns and spread out the costs of the new technology. They have a lot of things to overcome with this GPS test.
Yes, this is a huge project.
What I like about this is that the two immediate questions that come to mind are, one, this GPS, obviously it's in your car. Is it always on? In other words...
I presume as long as your car is on, it probably would be on.
Right, so if your car is on, it's on. So if your car is off, it's off, right?
That's questionable. Maybe it isn't.
If it's not off, it's draining the power and battery of your car.
It would be, yes.
That would be awful. And then the other question I have is, if it is off, which I think would make a little bit more logical sense, if it is off when your car is off.
But this is the government, so logic need not apply. But
yeah.
Okay, let's follow that line.
But what would necessarily stop people from just removing this box?
There'd probably be a law involved. Because what they're talking about is transitioning all of the gas pumps to this newfangled gas pump where you have to have the special little box. It's different from the GPS box. It's the little access box that essentially says, okay, well, you can charge me 1.2 cents per mile, and theoretically that could be changed for the truckers and the professional drivers and that sort of thing. So you're going to have the access box, and if you don't have that box, and if you don't have the GPS, it might, link into the GPS to where if you try to fill up, it'll say, sorry, you don't have the GPS. Calling police.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. The interesting thing about this is that Torgan and I had a little conversation about this, and he thought that maybe somehow the GPS would be tied into the engine so that you couldn't start your car. Yeah, you couldn't start your car unless this GPS were installed. And I would think that would be the immediate solution that people would go with. So the first thought that came to my mind would be, it would be interesting if someone in there just wrapped brass mesh around the entire thing and put the GPS into a Faraday cage so it couldn't communicate with the satellite anymore. So, in other words, don't take it out. Don't unhook it from the system. Just make it so it can't communicate with the satellite.
How about black market, gasoline sales? Now people are going to be, getting a whole bunch of, get tanker trucks full of gasoline and then fill people's tanks up for, whatever cost that they want, fraction of the cost. And
depending
then,
on how high the gas taxes go.
Possibly,
at the beginning, that might not be an option, but if they keep raising them, then...
I'll tell you, it is an option. It absolutely is an option if you have the opportunity to get gas at 10 cents cheaper.
Yep.
How about a hack? Is it possible to hack a GPS unit to give off inaccurate coordinates? For instance, if
of course it is.
If you have, I don't know about this. I mean,
anything's possible with computers.
Well, GPS has to do with satellite location, so the satellite might be bouncing back and noticing that it's actually in the state. But if it is possible, you could hack the GPS unit to actually always report that you're in Washington, right? So that way, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
Well, you would want to... Washington.
The other state. Another state next door. That way you wouldn't have the tax applied to the miles that you traveled while you were in Washington. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So who knows what will come about as a result of this. But this is such... Is there more to this?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Okay.
The spokesman for Oregon AAA said that the state absolutely needs to find a new source of money to build roads and bridges. But charging drivers more for driving in congested areas...
Actually, they should just probably sell the roads. If they want money, I mean, just sell the roads.
They'll never, they're certainly going to do that in Oregon.
Cash cows.
New Hampshire, we might be able to make that happen. Oregon, no way.
Driving in congested areas could force people to use neighborhood streets and avoid extra fees. Chris Hegelbaumer, transportation specialist for the nonprofit Oregon Environmental Council, said that the state would impose such a new tax slowly. The issue is, if we make a flat switch, we could lose incentives for people to purchase fuel-efficient cars, she said. The mileage tax was the main recommendation of a 2001 state task force studying new ways to pay for road projects.
But wait a minute, how is this giving anybody an incentive to buy a fuel-efficient car?
It's not.
You're taxing me by the mile.
Right, that's why she's saying you have to do it slowly.
But it's still going to be a disincentive. I'm going to know it's coming. The news is already coming out about this tax.
Yeah.
You're just giving Oregon people, at least people that like freedom in Oregon, one more reason to leave the state.
People that like to have their own money. In Oregon.
And, of course, as usual, nobody is approaching this.
Actually, wait, isn't that government doing exactly what it always does in reverse? Isn't that an incentive directly to not have a more fuel-efficient car and to actually live in a state where they don't have this tax?
It absolutely is.
Because if they're just going to charge by the mile, then there's no reason to have a fuel-efficient car.
That's what I said. I should have my Eldorado to get 6 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just pointing out the fact that it would actually be cheaper to live in a state where they don't have this.
1-800-259-9231. There's more on this, and I want to discuss this idea a little bit further. The idea that the government, and this is going to spread. California's thinking about it. More states are going to be thinking about this. We'll explore more in hour number three coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...